Parenting, by its very nature, is risky business. The only way to avoid those risks is to avoid being a parent. But being a parent and doing what must be done to parent well, risky as it is worth it. Here are some thoughts in that regard.
I had just finished a couple of weeks of work in Japan. My wife and I were tired and anxious to get home. Sitting in the airport boarding lounge in Narita, Japan, I felt a sharp pain in my side. It grew steadily worse until I was nearly doubled over with pain. By then I knew exactly what had happened. Then the call to board the plane came over the loudspeaker. We decided to risk it and wait until we got home to receive medical treatment. Let me tell you, that was a long plane ride home. Upon arriving home, we went immediately to our family doctor, who put me in the hospital and called the surgeon. The surgeon, an unflappable fellow, sat on the end of my bed and told me, "Mr. Latham, there is some risk in removing the ruptured, inflamed appendix of a 62-year-old man. Of course, there is greater risk if we don't." As remote as it might seem, there's a great lesson there for parents. As with treating the physical body, there is risk to treating behavior. But typically there is more risk in not treating it, particularly when there are serious complications. A classic example of when risk becomes an issue is when parents have to start letting go. Until children turn 8, parents' influence on their behavior is quite direct, even hands-on. Between 8 and about 14 and a half, the switch from direct parental control must begin to yield to the natural and social consequences of the children's behavior. After age 14 and a half to 15, consequences do nearly all the talking, particularly natural consequences. It's at that point that any attempt on the part of parents to make their children behave will almost certainly be met with considerable resistance or worse. Letting go means to let consequences do the talking. It is at that point when parents' expectations must be reaffirmed. For example, a child's grades at school. The child brings home unsatisfactory grades. Rather than saying, "You'd better bring those grades up or else," to which the child would be more inclined to rebel, the parent would put the responsibility of grades on the child's shoulders, at which moment risk enters the picture. It would go like this. Parent: "Son, I'm sorry you chose to do things other than work hard at your schooling. What are your plans for the future?" Child: "I hate school. My teachers are dumb. In fact, they are dumber than I am." Parent, avoiding any discussion about irrelevant, sidestepping issues: "Aside from that, what are your plans related to your schooling?" Child: "I don't have any plans. I just told you I hate school. It's dumb." Parent: "As your parents, we can't or won't attempt to force you to study. That's entirely up to you. But what do we expect you to do?" Child: "You want me to study and do my homework and all that other junk, but I'm not going to do it." Parent, again avoiding all of the pot shots: "We are glad to know you understand what we expect. And as that expectation is addressed, you'll continue to enjoy many wonderful privileges this home has to offer. If you decide not to meet those expectations, what will it cost you?" Child: "Hey, I don't care. Take the Nintendo away. Who cares? I have other things to do." Parent: "We are glad you understand it will cost you enjoyable privileges. We wish you well." And then leave it at that. I realize that there are some risks in putting the matter into the child's hands. But once that child has entered adolescence, there is more risk in trying to force your will on the child. As sure as you are foot high, the child will avoid you, will escape your influence, and will make a special effort to continue to fail just to bug you. That's called counter-coercion. There is no such thing as risk-free parenting. You love them anyway, then let the consequences do the talking for you. There will be some pain, some discomfort, some uneasiness and anxious moments. But in the long run, the odds are in your favor. And if you win, everyone wins. It's worth the risk.